I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 18th. Several people were stabbed during a home invasion Sunday night in Quincy. The suspect in the home invasion has been identified, and there is no active or continued threat to that area. Police got several calls about a home invasion in the 400 block of Granite Street shortly after 8:30 Sunday night. Police Chief Paul Keenan said police got reports that gunshots had been fired and multiple people had been stabbed. Four people were located inside the home when police got there, three of whom were injured. The Quincy Fire Department and Brewster Ambulance both responded, provided aid to the injured, and transported them to local hospitals with non-life-threatening injuries. Suspect fled the area but has been identified and will face charges in Quincy District Court. The initial investigation by detectives indicates that multiple persons were stabbed, but no one was shot. The initial investigation also indicates the address was specifically targeted, and officials say there is no active or continued threat to that area. The Quincy Zoning Board of Appeals will meet today at 6 p.m. in the first floor meeting room at Old City Hall. Officials will hear a plan to subdivide the existing lot at 251 Granite Street and create a single-family home on that newly created lot at 251 to 253 Granite Street. Also on the agenda is a proposal from Josh Conroy for a single-story rear addition at 28 Ocean Avenue in Squantum, and a proposal by Susan Wilbur to operate a short-term rental at 1 Babcock Street on Howes Neck. The Neponset River Watershed Association will host a guided walk along the Neponset River from the Adams Inn in North Quincy to Granite Avenue in Milton today. The free program runs from 2:30 to 4:30. It is also sponsored by the Quincy Parks Department's Environmental Treasures Program and the Quincy Environmental Network. Meet at the Adams Inn at 2:30 to take part in that tour. Our defending champion, Evans Shebet of Kenya, won the Boston Marathon again yesterday, surging to the front at Heartbreak Hill to spoil the much-anticipated debut of world record holder Eliud Kipchoge and win in 2 hours, 5 minutes, 54 seconds. Helen Obery, a 2-time Olympic silver medalist in the 5,000 meters, won the women's race in a sprint down Boylston Street to finish in an unofficial time, 2 hours, 21 minutes, 38 seconds, and complete the Kenyan sweep. Shebet 2021 winner Benson Kipruto of Kenya and Gabriel Gay of Tanzania dropped Kipchoge from the lead pack around mile 20, then ran together for the last 3 miles. Gay won a foot race for second, 10 seconds behind the winner and 2 seconds ahead of Kipruto. Kipchoge, a 12-time major marathon winner, was sixth. Scott Fobel was the top American, finishing seventh. Kipchoge had been hoping to add a Boston Marathon victory to his unprecedented running resume. Well, the MBTA will host a job fair today as the agency manages a critical staffing shortage that has had significant and sometimes frustrating effects on service. Today's event is at UMass Dartmouth and is open to the general public. It's one of multiple recruitment events the agency is hosting. Another job fair is set for this coming Saturday from 10 to 1 at the Wollaston T Station in Quincy. The Federal Transit Administration ordered the T to correct ongoing understaffing and safety concerns last year amid a series of ongoing troubles, but getting up to a healthy labor level could come as a challenge. A recent analysis found the agency could start the next fiscal year at 20 to 25% below what's needed, and that there were thousands of jobs still to be filled. Hiring for all those roles has been cited as one of the most important issues for newly arrived general manager Philip Eng, who's committed to increased hiring. Recent understaffing has led to longer wait times and reduced T service for riders. Agency is offering different incentives to join the team, including sign-on bonuses, as much as $7,500 for certain positions. Employees will need to stay with the agency for a certain amount of time to receive those bonuses. Now, free school lunches in Massachusetts are a step closer to becoming permanent change. Lawmakers on Beacon Hill proposed their $56.2 billion budget to get the state through the 2024 fiscal year, and part of that proposal includes plans on how to spend the estimated $1 billion surtax. House lawmakers, including Ways and Means Chair Aaron Miklowitz, told reporters that their proposal would look to make permanent the program that provides free school lunches statewide. It first became a reality in the pandemic when federal emergency funding granted it to all 50 states. Last year, Massachusetts lawmakers extended the program that is set to expire at the end of the fiscal year. Project Bread said that between October of 2019 to 2022, an additional 80,000 students in Massachusetts started eating school meals. The House proposal equates to $161 million worth of funding for the program. It's about $10 million less than Governor Healey's proposed budget is looking to provide the program. Well, hummingbirds are making their way back to New England for the spring season. According to Hummingbird Central's Spring Migration Tracker, ruby-throated hummingbirds are popping up across New England as they return north for the warmer months. So far, hummingbirds have been spotted in Worcester, Oxford, Rochester, Dennis, and Yarmouthport. Migration for the birds begins in late January, but the birds typically head for the north when spring begins. First birds to arrive for the breeding season are usually males. One note, there is a one-day delay this week for the curbside collection of trash and recycling in Quincy due to the Patriots Day holiday on Monday. Check of business news. Stocks opened the day higher. The Dow was up 100 points. The NASDAQ rose 34. The S&P is up 13. Asian stocks are mixed. The dollar's down. The euro is up. Oil at $81 a barrel. Sports. The Bruins beat the Panthers 3-1 in their playoff series. Game two is Wednesday, 7:30 in Boston. And the Angels beat the Red Sox 5-4. Sox will host Minnesota tonight at 7:10. Celtics also in the playoffs, and their game two will be tonight at 7 o'clock. Forecast from the National Weather Service. Today, cloudy with some peaks of sun, high 60. Tonight, cloudy, a low 48. Tomorrow, mix of clouds and sun, high of 58. Warmer on Thursday, partly sunny, high 64. And warmer still on Friday, partly sunny, high 70. For the boater, waves about 2 feet, southwesterly winds 10 to 15 knots. Good gust to 20 at a high tide, 10:41 a.m. Sunrise 5:58, set at 7:28. I'm Joe Catalano with an AM Quincy news update for Tuesday, April 18th.